Welcome back. Neither of the candidates for House District 15 are here, so we're going to go directly to House District 16. Let's meet our candidates. They are the Democratic challenger, Beverly Serrano, and the incumbent Republican, Bill Stoltz. Beverly Serrano, if you'd give us your opening statement of 1 minute, please.
My name is Beverly Serrano. I'm running for State House District 16. As a mother, I know the importance of a quality education and keeping our families healthy. I also know the high price of fuel is taking a large bite out of our salaries, and the high prices of gas is taking even a larger bite for those of us that commute into Anchorage every day. And it's devastating for me to see back-to-school drives at our local churches so families can provide, who cannot provide, pencils, paper, and glue to their children for back to school. We are supposed to have a free public education, and we must invest in our educational system so we don't have to hurl money at the penal system. 17,000 of Alaska's children are not adequately covered for health care. I'd like to extend Denali health care to all children.
Thank you very much. Republican Bill Stoltz, your opening statement, please.
Thank you, Mr. Carey, and thank you, viewers. First, I'd like to say hello to my mother and the folks at the Chugach Senior Center that are watching with her. And I also want to thank her, because as a politician, you always like to brag about being a lifelong resident. I had no jurisdiction in that. Thanks, Mom. I am the incumbent, representing Birchwood, Butte, Chugach, Peters Creek, Lazy Mountain, Kinnick River Road, Outer Springer Loop, and Fairview Loop, a real diverse district with a lot of challenges and a real exciting place to represent. A lot of areas that I didn't know 6 years ago, I feel like I've been accepted, which is someone from one side of the district being accepted in Palmer. That's not something you take lightly. It's because it's a recognition of working hard on key issues, education, transportation, law and order issues, trying to make some semblance of order in the Butte-Jim Creek area with the Kinnick Public Use Area and enforcement. A lot of exciting things we've done in the past and look forward to do more in the future.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we'll go to the candidate question round. And Representative Stoltz, your question for your opponent.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carey. I don't really like the term opponent. That has a little pejorative. I guess challenger would be something I'd prefer because I don't think we're really opposed to each other. I don't have an aggressive question. I just asked one of the propositions on the ballot. We don't have as many as we did in the primary. One of them is the transportation bond proposition. What are your feelings on that, and how do you think it impacts our district?
My feelings are I do support the bond issue for transportation. I believe because we have such a fast-growing area in our district, we need to keep up our roads, maintain, and even make more efficient the roadways into Anchorage because, as you know, Bill, we have many people who are commuting every day into Anchorage.
Representative Stoltz, you have a minute.
And thank you, Ed. I'm going to be supporting the proposition. One is it has Fairview Loop on it. That's a project that's been long neglected, and there's $22 million for that. And I'm glad to say Fairview Loop is on there because I demanded it. I've sat on finance committee, and I was in a position to make sure it got on there, as well as $600,000 of funding to take care of some of the more severe problems. I met with the commissioner and said, how much can we get in there, and what can you do? $600,000 started at 5.5 off of Kinnick Goose Bay and went as far as they could until the money ran out. The Fern Street connection, the Fairview Loop has been a neglected road. It hasn't met transport DOT's real complicated, convoluted criteria to get on the STIP list. So it's I prioritize that, and this may be our only chance to get that critical funding for a critical section of road that needs a lot of safety improvements.
Thank you. Beverly Serrano, you have 15 seconds for a final thought.
Well, I do appreciate your effort in that, Mr. Stoltz. It has been a long time coming, and all of us off of Fairview Loop, which I am one, is very appreciative of that.
Okay. It's your opportunity, Beverly Serrano, to ask a question of the incumbent, Bill Stoltz.
Mr. Stoltz, I was reading an Anchorage Daily News article where there was one of your opponents in the primary, Mr. Harmon, who was very disappointed in your voting record for our public school system. And in our candidate forums, I've heard you almost degrade our hardworking teachers who are on the front lines daily to prepare our children for the competitive future ahead. I want to know, with your apparent less than positive view towards our education and educators, how will you assure Alaskans that you won't neglect our education any further?
Thank you, Mr. Curry. I guess the proof is in the pudding. The legislature, since I've been in office, is, I think we've increased K-12 education funding north of $500 million. Past a time prior to that, it had been fairly stagnant for quite a long time. I prioritized funding for things like charter school funding, recognizing homeschools, and I've been committed to our public traditional public schools. I don't know about degrading. I think the teachers of the district, I think I get a lot of I have a lot of signs in the yards of public school teachers. I have had some criticisms of their education association, of which many of them do as well. I think you'd find just as much criticism from members of their association. So, but as far as schools, I think if you ask the principals in the schools in our district and the individual school teachers, I think you'd hear some pretty positive comments about my participation.
Beverly Serrano, you have 1 minute for a rebuttal.
We need more early childhood Head Start programs that will bring down a lot of dropout rates, gang-related joinership. It cures so many problems that arise with our youth that we have been facing in our state. I would hope that those would be funded more fully. Also, we need to make sure that our free public education is free. I had to pay a $65 book fee for my daughter who went to Spanish in high school. This is something that a lot of families would find too much to handle economically. We need so much more to go to the classrooms, and I would hope that all of us would do more for the educational system.
Representative Stoltz.
Sure. I appreciate it. I've the folks at CCS know me real well. Which started out, my little brother was in the first Head Start class in the Methodist Church in Chugiak. Now it's spread out. The program is serves, it was changed from Chugiak Children's Services to CCS to reflect its being spread out to the Valley, Palmer, and Wasilla. House Finance Committee, which I'm a member, added $600,000 in funding this year. I'm very aware of the needs of supplies. I've put a lot of my extra campaign money not into ads but into buying supplies for schools.
Thank you, sir. Beverly Serrano, how are we going to build a gas line given what's happened to natural gas prices, which are about half what they were just 6 or 8 weeks ago?
That's a very good question. It is an investment into the future. Gas prices have gone down recently. However, it's an investment that is worthwhile. It's worth billions upon billions for all of Alaska. And what we need to do is invest not only into natural gas, but we should also invest in renewable energy sources as well.
Thank you very much. Representative Stoltz.
And can you repeat the question?
The question was essentially, how are we going to get the gas line if the price of the value of gas has fallen about in half?
Well, you can't change, you can't make water run uphill absent some pretty interesting physics.
We've been working on it, though.
And you can't change the laws, the economic laws. It's if the price isn't there and there isn't certainty, I don't think we're going to get there. You have to have the major players at the table. There's just some things you can wish and dream on one side. I'm a lifelong Alaskan who saw some of the frustrations of the TAPS line. I'd love it to be an all-Alaska gas line, but we're faced with some real critical realities. I think one thing we do, we may have to look at scale-down projects, maybe even subsidizing in-state spur lines to make sure we get gas to the interior and to South Central. So we've got to keep our options open outside of the box of just the big project.
Thank you very much. Turning to a more local issue, but one very important to your constituents, we'll start with you, Representative Stoltz. What's the future of the Kinnick Arm Crossing?
Right now, it's tenuous. I think we're waiting to see what happens in the national politics. I've spent several years as a non-voting ex officio member on that board. I think the money spent, the vast majority has been spent meeting government, regulatory, and environmental studies and part of the process. It's based on a unique funding, public-private partnership, of which you have to be able to sell it on Wall Street, get financiers. It has to be an economic project. So I don't know if there's any other project that has to meet that test in Alaska, and I think it's a good one, a good test, and we're not going to build it unless it pencils out and there's investors I think it has great opportunities to open up the economic diversification of the valley in Point McKenzie, and let's take the burden just off the property taxpayer, and let's have an economic base to help pay for all these schools and other infrastructure we need.
Thank you very much, Representative Beverly.
As far as I could remember, I've been in this state for 25 years, and right away I got into real estate, and I remember selling a lot of land in Wasilla area and just really hoping for that causeway. At this point, I believe that the bridge needs to have more of a public input. I don't think there has been very much public input on that. The feasibility at this point, I don't know if it's really there. I would like to see it in place at one time, but I don't think it's feasible. $10 toll at this point to cross that bridge is pretty high as well. So, and then you have to think of the environmental impacts, like the beluga whale that is going through, and it's a tricky deal.
Thank you very much. We do have time, a little extra time for an extra question. I'll start with you this time, Beverly Serrano, the Democrat. What is the future of the Alaska Permanent Fund, or is it just going to be a dividend fund?
I wish I had a crystal ball, and I'm sure many others do too. The Permanent Fund is so ingrained in our Alaskan experience, and it's so important to many families. The stock market has been fluctuating at such a neck-breaking pace. I'm hoping things will level off. I'm hoping things will just be as it was. I don't know what the future is for the Permanent Fund, to tell you the truth.
Thank you. Representative Stoltz.
Well, thank you, Mr. Curry. I think the debate's going to continue, and it's going to be the public's going to give us a lot of guide on that. And I don't think we're going to take it anywhere the public's not going along for the ride on. And those that have tried to push plans through without public participation and public support, we've seen the predictable results, like the 1999 referendum advisory vote, which was. I think sort of set the set. I think there's we need to look at the long term, and we're going to look at because of legislation passed by Representative Hawker and members of my caucus on the 10-year fiscal planning requirement. We're going to have to discuss how it's going to play a role. And I like the idea of endowments as long as we've brought the public participates on that. And I think there's some real opportunities in the endowments we looked at last year. Using the CBR funds, I think have a lot of promise as well. Let's try to save as much of it as we can. We're going to need it eventually.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. Let's go to our closing statements, and we'll start with the Democrat Beverly Serrano.
Thank you so much for having me here tonight. I'm Beverly Serrano, and I would love to represent you in District 16. I've lived in Alaska for 25 years. I've sold real estate. I've worked in political campaigns. I've been in the Capital Projects Office, the Municipality of Anchorage. And in leaner times, I've waited on tables. I've also raised my children here. They've all gone to Matsu schools. I love my children beyond anything. That's my biggest accomplishment, is raising three wonderful children. I just want everyone to know there that I will do my hardest to work across party lines, do what needs to be done, and find common ground so we can move forward. No bickering and no hard feelings. So I would appreciate your vote for Beverly Serrano. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And now Representative Stoltz will have the last word.
Thanks again. It's been a real real privilege to serve in the legislature representing the communities that I enumerated. I won't go through those again. And the state as a whole. It's an awesome responsibility when your neighbors, some of you may not have ever met, trust you to do a pretty important job. And it's with that goes a lot of responsibility, and which the foremost is trust. That's something we've got to appreciate. We've grown to appreciate quite a bit more. We don't take it quite for granted like we used to. And I'm really proud of my record of performing my job, not only working hard but performing it ethically and with the kind of standards my parents expected of me. Come from a family of 10 kids. You learn some hard scrabble values. A lot of it's working together and pulling together and trusting each other, and those are traits that really have helped me and throughout my life, and especially working in the legislature. I hope to be reelected again, and when I leave, my greatest accomplishment, if I can go back to my hometown, the post office, and the grocery stores, people still look me in the eye and say, Stoltz is a pretty decent fellow, did a good job for us in Juneau.
Okay, thank you very much, Beverly Serrano and incumbent Bill Stoltz. We'll be back with more candidates for the Alaska Legislature in just a minute.